This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Silicon Tally time. My guest today is in a line of work I didn't even know existed until just recently. Lori Davis is a digital dating consultant at a company called eFlirt. Lori, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from
I'm
the week's
ready.
Tech news?
Yeah?
Yep. Okay. 1 in 5 Europeans, 16 to 74 years old.
I don't know.
Any guesses?
Sexed.
That seems like a really good guess, right?
Thanks.
The number I'm actually looking for is have never used the internet.
That's insane.
This is according to a new study released this week by the EU. And so I guess they're not potential clients.
I could teach them so much.
Yes, I bet. All right, you got something for me?
I do. One mutual friend.
Most people who are looking for love on the internet have at least one mutual Facebook friend.
That's a pretty good guess also. But what I'm looking for is that one mutual friend is needed to connect with someone on the dating app Hinge.
Oh, yes.
And last week, Hinge announced that they raised $12 million for a Series A.
What kind of people do you recommend use Hinge?
Hinge is great, especially for people who are a little sketched out by the idea of online dating because,
sure.
You know, it's your friends of friends, so you can always get someone's opinion if you need to.
All right. 293 students.
293 students missed sex ed class.
The answer I'm actually looking for is Johns Hopkins University accidentally sent acceptance emails to 293 students who were actually rejected.
Ooh.
By the admissions office.
Rejection's hard. I think online there's kind of a faux sense of rejection also because you send out so many messages, but you don't get as many in return.
Maybe they're a bot.
They could be a bot. They could be a spammer or a faker.
How can you tell?
Usually you can tell because their profile is too perfect.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And then it's almost like if there were a romance dictionary. They took it right out of that.
The algorithm is using the romance thesaurus.
Exactly.
So what do you got for me?
Okay. 31% of Americans.
31% of Americans over the age of 18 have experimented in some form with online dating.
No.
Damn.
31% of Americans make their New Year's resolution relationship related.
Oh.
In fact, December 26th through February 14th, highest traffic time for online dating of the entire year.
It's like gyms and online dating sites are the same trajectory. That's so interesting. Lori Davis is a digital dating consultant. Lori, thank you very much.
Thank you.